Hey, this is Rick Casals from ExercisesForInjuries.com. Today I have another interview for you with a fitness professional, but kind of focuses more on the strength and conditioning side of things, Zach. And Zach is going to chat about his story when it comes to his injury and how he's overcome it or manages with it. So, Zach, I'll get you to kind of introduce yourself to the listeners.
All right. Yeah, my name is Zach Moore, and I am a strength coach at Indianapolis Fitness and Sports Training. It's located in Indiana. It was actually just named one of the top 10 gyms in the U.S. Actually the past 2 years by Men's Health. So definitely a privilege to work there. I've worked there since August of 2010, and before that I was just a basic grad school student. I finished up my master's in May of 2010. And then right after that, I started an internship at IFAS over that summer. And then they hired me on after that. So my basic role at IFAS, I work with a wide range of clients, anyone from, a general population client just looking to get in better shape to athletes who want to improve performance, and then I also work with a lot of people who have had injuries and are just trying to rehab those. So that's a little bit about me.
Okay, and so maybe you can kind of explain to, it's really neat that you're in Indianapolis, and I was there for the Final Four last year and got to meet Bill and Bill Hartman and Mike Robertson. So it's really cool. It's a pretty amazing facility and an amazing sports town. But maybe you can kind of explain to people like your injury. What's the injury that you have?
Oh yes, I had osteochondritis of the knee. Basically, what that means is I have very little cartilage on the lateral side of my knee. They're not really sure if it happened from a traumatic event or if it just happened over time. If it happened, some people don't develop that as they go through puberty. They just don't get that cartilage. So they weren't really sure what the reason was. I didn't have the cartilage, but basically because of that, I was pretty active as growing up, and I developed a lesion on the undersurface of my knee. And basically what that is just it's a weak point in your knee, just because I don't have that protection over the bone. And so I had one knee surgery in December of 2006, and they were just going in there to kind of clean it out a little bit and to see how bad it was. And at that time, they said that it didn't really look that bad. I mean, there was definitely a weak spot in the bone. So they wanted me to just be careful and not to do anything too dynamic and really hard on the joint. So I tried to go with that for a while, but it was not improving at all. And basically, I didn't want to accept that. I didn't want to not be able to do certain things that I enjoyed. I played tennis in college, and I just didn't want to not be able to do that. So, again, in July of 2008, I went and saw someone, and he said that the bone was actually starting to splinter apart. So I had another surgery in July of 2008 to fix that, and basically what they did is they drilled into the bone, trying to get it to bleed, and they would hope that that would essentially kind of glue the bone back together. So those are the big things I've had. So basically knee injury was the big thing.
Okay, and then what are things that you did in order to kind of rehab that knee?
The the two surgeries actually did not help very much at all. Even after July of 2008, I did a little bit of rehabbing, you know, physical therapy, but it did not help at all. So actually, I ended up at IFAST as a client. I had read, if any of your audience is familiar with Mike Robertson, who is my boss. He has a book out there called Bulletproof Knees, and I read that, and I got really interested in the, you know, in all his writings and things like that. So I actually started going to IFAST in the summer of 2009 as a client because the rehab I was getting just wasn't helping, and again, I was not satisfied with what doctors were telling me about not being able to do, you know, the things I wanted to do. And so at IFAST, I mean, it helped a ton. I mean, we mainly focused on, I mean, I got an assessment from Bill, and he mainly found that just, I mean, the muscles that stabilized my knee were just very weak, and I had very little rotation in my hip joint. So, like, for example, I played tennis in college, like I said, and so I'm left-handed, and when I would hit a forehand, since I had very little rotation at my hip joint, I got most of that rotation from my knee, which is not good because we know that the knee is meant to only, you know, extend, straighten, and bend. And so that was just causing more damage to that outside part of my knee, especially since I didn't have cartilage there. So a lot of it first was just working on gaining mobility in my hip, which, like I said, was very limited. And then we did a lot of strengthening, like I said, for my hip muscles. You know, playing tennis, things like that. I didn't have a lot of muscle mass. And especially after the two surgeries, I had lost a lot of strength in my right leg, the one that was injured. So we did a lot of strengthening exercises for my hip, just to control my knee. Just even when I'm taking a step or when I'm, you know, running or planning or anything like that. Again, the knee is only meant to extend and bend, and so minimizing any rotation or any side-to-side deviation was just a huge benefit. Again, any of the rehab I had before, it was nothing like that. I mean, I was on a leg extension machine. I was riding a stationary bike at previous places. I mean, things where you're just seated, you're not having control your own leg in space. So those were the big things that we did. And like I said, just getting stronger and gaining that mobility back just took a lot of stress off that knee joint. And as long as I, again, don't get any deviation from bending and straightening the knee, then it's fine. It feels awesome. Today it feels better than it ever has.
Very cool. I mean, very interesting. Yeah. I mean, it brings up a really good point is, you know, a lot of times you end up having to look not exactly where the injury is, you know, looking above and below and seeing if something else isn't moving properly or doing its right thing. And that's kind of leading to that injury. And and Bill's a big hip guy. He's really.
Oh, yeah. Guy. Yeah, definitely. If we ever have someone that comes in with, you know, with an injury, then usually we always look above and below that joint. So for the knee, it's usually we're looking at the ankle and at the hip. And same thing, you know, if the hip is injured, you know, then we'll look at, you know, maybe the spine, things like that. So, yeah, that's definitely a good point. So many people are quick to, you know, if my knee's hurt, well, then I need to go fix the knee. But usually it's not the knee's fault. Usually it's something else surrounding that. So,
very cool. And very interesting point. So you kind of did a lot of focus on the hip when it came to strength and probably improving the range of motion in the hip in order to kind of decrease the stress that was ended up putting, you know, being put on the knee. And then, I mean, after you kind of do that initial process, then did you start continuing on doing, you know, regular leg exercises, or did you just have to do some, you know, tweaks or modifications when it came to your leg exercises?
Yeah, pretty much after we got that down, then no, it was a lot of single leg work where, again, I was having to just be on that right leg and have to control it through range of motion. So a lot of, you know, split squats, lunges, step ups, things like that. But again, no, I mean, my knee pain was, I had no knee pain as long as I could, again, keep that knee in neutral, and not let it deviate. Then it wouldn't put stress on that outside of the knee. So yeah, I mean, Bill told me that, you know, continually just try to add weight to the bar. I mean, as long as your form is good and we get that leg and the hip stronger, and you know, it's just going to be better for that knee, because again, you'll be able to, I mean, most of the impact will be absorbed by the hip, and it was definitely true. I mean, it helped a ton. So yeah, we did the unilateral stuff, and then, I mean, I continued to do, you know, even bilateral stuff after that once the asymmetries were gone. But again, I had such a big asymmetry between my right and left side just because of the two surgeries. So usually I would do a little more volume on the right side than on the left side, just to kind of try to balance things out.
Okay. And then after that, after you started addressing things, you kind of continue on focusing a lot on the unilateral, like single leg strength stuff. And then now, are there any kind of, you know, any things that you make sure, you do in your leg workout in order to prevent it from being irritated again?
Yeah, I still do basic hip strengthening stuff. I always include, you know, unilateral exercises still into my training. And then also I still avoid a lot of so-called like quad dominant exercises that put a lot of stress on the knee. So any exercises where the knee comes over the toe. So I always try to keep a vertical shin when I'm doing any type of squatting or, you know, split squats or lunges, things like that. So I can, again, focus more attention on the hips and the hamstrings and the glutes, again, muscles that stabilize the knee joint. But besides that, I do have to be a little bit careful doing some cutting exercise. Like if I go out and play tennis anymore, then I do have to be somewhat careful and cutting and changing direction and things like that. Because, again, if I make a wrong step at all, then I can feel that pressure on the outside of the knee, and it's pretty uncomfortable. But really, there's outside of that, I mean, I can do pretty much anything.
Okay. And, you know, the process of, you know, overcoming your injury, there wasn't a quick fix. It didn't happen overnight. So what was kind of, you know, the mindset, or kind of what got, you know, forced you to kind of keep pushing on, as opposed to just kind of giving up and stopping exercising and stopping anything that irritated it?
Well, like I said, when I was growing up, I was always very active, and those were always my hobbies, you know, playing sports, being outside, doing things like that. So when I did get the injury and they told me that I wasn't going to be able to do some things that I really enjoy doing, like tennis, then I couldn't accept that, because that's what I enjoyed to do. So I continually, you know, read as much as I could about the knee. You know, I sought out, you know, who were the best at knee injuries. So yeah, I definitely think anyone who has a knee injury, has an injury, you know, don't give up. I mean, learn as much as you can, seek out the best people in the field, in that area, that specialize in what's bothering you. Because, you know, you never know, and you just can't give up on what you enjoy. So that's what really got me through. You know, I read as much as I could, and just like, you know, your blog, reading people who have made it through, or your interviews, you know, reading people who have made it through through certain injuries, you know, it's motivation, and it's and encourages you to keep going. So that was definitely a big help too. And then once I met Mike and Bill, you know, they let me know that, you know, that I could overcome it, that they believed that I could get through it. So that helped a ton too, having some type of social support, just encouraging you, you know, not to give up, that one day, you know, they'll get you to back to where you were. So those things were very helpful, having support behind me, you know, my family, even after I had, you know, the two knee surgeries, you know, they weren't giving up, you know, they said, you know, if we need to go see someone else, you know, that's fine, go do it, you know, figure out what you need to do. So I had a lot of support along the way, which definitely helped. And then, like I said, just my determination not to give up and not to, you know, figure out a way to do the things that I want to do.
Cool. And then how, so this experience of being at IFAST and kind of, you know, rehabbing over your injury, it sounds like it was a bit of a start of your career into the strength coach. Is that a right assumption?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it led me to IFAST as a client, and I mean, from there, I mean, I saw what they were doing to help others, not just myself, and it just really motivated me to help people in the same way, just because I'd never seen anything like that. Like I said, I mean, most doctors are so quick to, you know, point out surgery or things like that, you know, the quick fix solution and not long term. And yeah, it definitely motivated me and made me passionate about, you know, helping others in the same way that they had helped me. And yeah, I definitely don't think I would be where I am now without that injury.
Okay. And then, you know, talking about what you end up doing now, you end up, you know, working at IFAST doing training, and you kind of lean towards, you know, some of the rehab side of things. And I was just looking at your blog post that you just had put up on knee pain. Do you have any other suggestions on what people should do if they have knee pain?
Yeah, well, like I said, definitely first look at your mobility at your hips and ankles. That would be a very good starting point. If you're limited in either of those, like your range of motion, then always work to improve that. Another thing is strengthening. Like I said, strengthening your hip muscles, the muscles that stabilize your knee joint. Any exercises where you're having control that knee, keeping it in line with, you know, the foot and the hip, like doing lunges, doing split squats, doing step-ups, things like that are great, because they teach you to, again, only allow your knee to bend and to straighten out. So working to gain mobility, to strengthen those muscles, and then also just avoiding anything outside of that causes knee irritation. Like I said, for me, I can't do a lot of things where my knee goes over my toe. So, for example, bending over to pick something up, you know, it's definitely stressful on my knee, and really anyone's knee, if they go into a deep squat and, you know, allow their knees to come way over their toes, it can sometimes be painful. So I would just say be cognizant of that. Anything that bothers your knee, you know, try to avoid that. And then also, you know, like I said, seek out people who know a lot about the knee and who have helped a lot of people get out of knee pain, and educate yourself as much as possible on them and ways to get out of the pain. You know, email, a lot of people are willing to talk to you or that, you know, to help you out. So I would definitely seek out those big names that know a lot about knee injuries.
Okay. And then where can people get more information about you, Zach?
I have a blog, actually. It's zimore.blogspot.com, where I talk a lot about, proper exercise execution, really. It's called Thoughts of a New Strength Coach, so it's also just kind of things I'm learning as I'm starting out in the field. But I'm pretty passionate about helping people stay injury-free, like I've talked about. So, like I said, a lot of my posts are about, ways to execute exercises correctly. Because it's great, to hear about, like I said, about doing a lunge and a split squat. You know, I talked about those being great on your knee. But if you're not doing those correctly, then it's not going to be beneficial and it could actually be harmful. If anyone's interested, then you can check me out there. Also, we have a blog on the IFAST website, and that's just ifastonline.com. Sometimes we don't post up a whole lot there, but every once in a while I have a blog post go up on that site as well.
Perfect. So thank you very much, Zach, and sharing your story and what you had done with your knee injury and how it kind of pushed you into the strength coach path that you're doing. So thank you very much, everyone, from exercisesforinjuries.com for listening to the interview. We will talk to you on another interview very soon, or we'll see you on the blog. So this is Rick Kasselge from exercisesforinjuries.com signing off, saying take care and bye-bye.
Thanks, Rick.